Hi, I'm Paul from Global Voice Network. Thank you for joining us for this exciting episode of Logical Thinking. And I've got John and Kathy with me today. We're going to be talking about an extremely revolutionary device. Let's just call it a device. Hi, John and Kathy. How are you?
Hey, Paul. Great to be here. Doing really well, thanks.
It's my pleasure. John, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's
loving the wand.
Loving the wand. Well, I'm certainly loving mine. And what we're talking about is the Itera Care Classic Wand today. And in 10 or 20 words or less, what would be the best way to describe what the Itera Care Wand is?
I'd say... I talked over you.
I said a miracle.
A miracle.
Well, but that's definitely 20 words or less.
That's yeah. I'll let John, he's full of wind.
Yeah, I'm just going to blow right in here. It's a physiotherapy device. And what it does, it simply helps the body do better for itself. It helps release stem cells because it uses terahertz waves and heat, moxibustion. And that increases the microcirculation and gets the body moving. So it's a device that is not a medical device. It's a mechanical device. And it just seems to help the body heal itself. And while this is not medical and it doesn't cure anything, it doesn't heal anything. The body itself does all that, but it seemingly helps the body get more energy to do what it does best. And that's take care of you.
So would you say that it empowers the immune system to correct issues, whether they've actually presented themselves or not? Because there's a lot of people that are talking, they'll get the wand to address a certain issue, but what they find is shortly after beginning to use it, they find things that they didn't actually think were a problem, but actually noticed changes and things being corrected that they never intended to correct in the first place.
All the wand does is it throws terahertz waves, which are healthy for people, doesn't bother them. Our skin cells and our body cells all operate within the terahertz frequency range, so it has no effect. But the wave can pierce your body and go in and go through the organs. And so what it does is it releases stem cells that's in the collagen layer in the bones. And it also activates dormant cells. So a lot of these cells are just laying there waiting to be activated to get moving. It helps get those things moving. It helps with microcirculation, and so that the nutrients and oxygen and stem cells can get through the body to the places that it needs to be worked on. The body does all the decisions. We don't do anything. And that's why it's seemingly miraculous, because people think that it's doing something to the body to fix this problem they might have had for a long time, like back aches and other kinds of pains and skin disorders and all these chronic conditions that people get into. But it's not the machine doing it at all. It's your body doing it. It's just that by having the extra waves, which kind of crumple up the bad cells that are in there, it helps the body get rid of them. It opens up the lymph channels because it expands the flow. Because of the heat and the micro terahertz waves. That's all it does. It doesn't do anything else. The body does everything.
Okay. Now, it's interesting that you talked about lymph flow, because the lymphatic system is really the unsung hero of the human body. I mean, it's how energy is transferred from one part of the body to the other. It's how the musculoskeletal system is lubricated. It's how nutrients are delivered to different parts of the body. It's how toxins are removed from different parts of the body. A healthy, free-flowing lymphatic system is really critical to overall health. And the wand, from what I've gathered, decreases inflammation, so it decreases restriction on lymphatic flow, and it frees up and activates the lymphatic system so it can do its job better. Now, they say we're 70% water. Well, that doesn't all exist in the circulatory system. It's the lymphatic system that is the unsung hero. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I just don't really give any credit to the wand. I mean, all it does is throw terahertz waves at the body, and it increases the temperature of the body, which helps the body. That's what helps the immune system, is increasing the temperature of the body. That's why people have saunas. That's exactly why they go in there. And this thing is like a portable sauna, only you can direct it to any particular part of your body that you want to work on. It has discomfort, skin tags, discolorations,
Wrinkles.
almost anything you can think of that you'd like to see the body work on. You can kind of encourage the body to work on that particular area. But that's all it does. But
It helps you get rid of all that excess fluid. Like you said, we're 70% water, and electrolytes, electromagnetic energy fields. So when we have too much water, we're out of kilter. So it's really assisting you in bringing your body back to a homeostatic balance, getting rid of that water, which causes inflammation. Inflammation is a killer, it's what brings us arthritis and kidney problems and organ problems. And so we really want to concentrate on getting the body rid of the excess water and stuff that creates those terrible problems. And this assists in doing it.
well, it seems that people are motivated to get the wand because they have something wrong that's been bothering for a long time. It really kind of is intrusion on their life and the ability to live their life to the fullest. And they would like to see something done because they keep going to the doctor and they keep getting pills and salves and this physical therapy, that physical therapy. And, they're not really getting better. They still have pain and they still have all these diseasements and discomforts. And so by using the wand with its heat, you've got several heat settings so you can control the heat and the amount of heat that you generate to heat the bones and heat the skin and stuff like that. And the terahertz waves go through and don't mess with any of the normal cells. It only affects the bad cells, cells that aren't functioning properly, cells that are maybe locked in some spot and it's not moving. By using the heat in those waves, it encourages the vascular system to open up and to move things through the body faster. And then by releasing the extra stem cells, because you can heat the bones with the terahertz waves, it motivates them and gets them out. Because as we get older, we lose the ability to generate stem cells and the amount that's released in the body. We've seen that because there's an awful lot of products out there that are trying to do just that, get more stem cells moving in your body, because it's the stem cells that can be converted to any kind of tissue. So when that happens, it's almost like you wave the wand on you, and then all things begin to happen. It's like the body gets a real boost in energy, and it starts working better. That's about it. I mean, they can't say much more than that.
Well,
Yeah,
let's look at a couple. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kathy.
I was just the heat source is the trick to delivering the terahertz. Now I look at it like kind of like when we were back in biology, junior high, photosynthesis. We're bringing in the light to these plants, and they're creating more happy little chlorophyll and this and that, and thriving. And that's what this light is doing to your bones. It's releasing the stem cells, and you get so it's like you come back to life, And all the cells just love it. They're in there dancing around and happy and oh yay, giving you more pep in your step, and it's been amazing. I feel like it's been a blessing sent to my life. I discovered this back in June of this year, 2022, and I had a whole host of things going wrong with me, and edema was one of them. I have diabetic neuropathy for over 10 years, and my legs were just on fire. The nerve cells and stuff just killing me all day long and all night long. And so I ran this wand on my feet for not even 5 minutes, and the swelling that I had for over 2 years, I couldn't get shoes on. I had to live in slippers, you know, and the swelling went down like almost immediately. I had ankles again, you know, but it was like I was stepping into a new pair of feet because everything, like skin relaxed on my toes. And I didn't even know they were that tight, you know, and it was just, it was like you putting a glove on your hands, you know, just stepping into a new foot. And I was then able to go shoe shopping again. And I've had ankles ever since. And that's just one of my little miracles from this wand. I'll tell you some more later, but let's get into what Paul is going to ask for comment on.
Well, I wanted to get to real world examples, and you knew exactly where I was going because you
okay.
mentioned your real world examples. And what I've got is a year ago, I had contracted the flu real seriously. I almost died twice. And for 3 or 4 weeks, my life was completely upside down.
Yeah.
And what came out of that, one of the things that presented during that time was edema in my right foot and my, like from the knee down.
Uh-huh.
And my right foot and calf were at least 1.5 times the size of my left foot.
Oh, that's the way I was too.
The skin was discolored and everything else. And since then, it had been coming and going, but it never really went back to normal, ever. And I got my Itera wand in about September. And I started using it immediately. And the first thing that I noticed was the swelling in my right foot went down. The skin was starting to return to a normal color. It was like a dark red. It was really ugly. My ankles reappeared because I had noticed that even though I didn't think there was an edema problem with my left foot, apparently there was because my left foot returned to normal shape as well. But that wasn't what I was focusing on, and that wasn't what I was concentrating my attention on, was because the right foot looked so bad, you know.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, one of the side effects of using the wand was that my right foot and my lower calf started looking more normal and actually younger than my leg above my knee. So I actually had to start wanding my legs above the knee and not concentrating on the right foot as much as I was before. I also had a frozen shoulder. My right shoulder was, I had limited mobility. I could not hold my arm straight out in front of me, like say to turn a light switch, a wall switch, on or off. I had to use my left arm to do that. I couldn't use my right. And I normally slept on my right side. It was interfering with my sleep. I'd get woken up in the middle of the night in pain.
Yeah.
So I tried using the wand on the shoulder, and what I noticed was an immediate reduction in discomfort. There wasn't much of an increase in mobility after the first time. But after the second time, I noticed I could move my arm a little more. And the third time, I could move it a little more. And by the fourth time, I had almost regained full range of motion with my arm. And the pain had, I would say, 90% gone away. Now my right arm is fine, my right arm and my right shoulder. And now I've got like a little nag in my left shoulder that I am treating, and I have exactly the same thing going on. So it's like it moved from the right shoulder to the left shoulder, and now that I'm treating the right shoulder and the left shoulder, now the left shoulder is returning back to normal again. I didn't even know there was an issue with the left shoulder, because again, I was concentrating focusing
you
my attention.
You concentrate on hurt. Your pain hurt, you know, where it hurts. About how long did you wand yourself for? Is this the whole day process, or how
no,
quickly?
No, 5 or 10 minutes each time. It really
That's works. What I like about this. You don't have to take all day to work on yourself. I had a practice. I did massage and body work, and I had two schools, and I had over 30,000 clients. And had I had one of these wands back when I had my practice, I could have helped so many people with all kinds of different discomforts. So now, some of them still, I'll get a hold of them and say, hey, you still got that going on? Yes, I do. Well, now we have a solution, you know, possible solution for you. But, I too had frozen shoulder, and it would just kill me in the middle of the night. So I'd have to get up and wand, and I had nagging backache. So I'd wand my hips and, my shoulder, my neck, and both shoulders, my neck and my back and my legs. And I had high blood sugars too, and high blood pressure. And, if you just blow it in front of your knees and behind your knees and down your legs and your feet, that reduced my blood sugars tremendously. And I was taking 12 units of insulin a day, and now I'm down to 6. So I'm very happy there, because I want to get rid of it all altogether at some point. And then if I wanted myself in the middle of the night, I found that I could just crawl back under my covers and go straight back to sleep. And I noticed that I was getting up in the night to go to the bathroom quite often. And I don't do that as frequent anymore. So I'm really getting better sleep too because of it. So this thing has been, okay, so the first time I was telling you about my feet, my legs, and the neuropathy, well, I kept doing that from June to about a month ago. I noticed I don't have neuropathy anymore. It's gone. So that's been a huge blessing, because that stuff hurts. You know, it's like somebody stabbing you with a sharp knife all night long. And so I'm so relieved just to get that gone, you know. But the first time I did it on my legs, and it was only for about 5 minutes, the next day I looked down, I had angles, you know. And also a skin tag had fallen off that was there. It just totally pooped right off, you know, gone. Well, that was
I had a similar thing. Excuse me. I had a similar thing. I had an issue with a bicycle when I was like 10 years old. And I had this bicycle that didn't have a chain guard on it.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Right. Well, what they never told me was, be careful, because if your foot slips off the pedal, your skin may get caught between the chain and the sprocket, and mine was.
Yes, ow.
And it ripped literally a 3/4 inch long hole in my skin, where it ripped it wide open, and it was like, it really should have had stitches. But what I did was, what my mom did was, she put a Band-Aid on it. And
a butterfly Band-Aid, I bet.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah, she used a Band-Aid to actually pull the wound together. Mm-hmm. But it left a scar. And not only did it leave something that was visible, but you could actually feel it. You know how scarring, you know, there's like a bump there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could feel it as well. Well, I was looking at my leg the other day, and we were on another show. We were doing another show. I was looking at my leg, and I was going, my scar's missing. Where did my scar go? And it's barely there. It's probably like a half of a shade, or like one shade lighter than the surrounding skin. There's no bump there anymore. It's perfectly smooth, and it is fading, you know, it's even faded more now since the last time I noticed it.
That is so awesome. We have had, John and I get calls every day, all day long, all these different testimonies. And that was one thing this one guy said to us. He was on a CPAP machine for breathing problems at night. And he had this little scar across his nose where his CPAP machine went for years and years. And he called us up the next day. He goes, "My scar is gone." I'm like, "What?" And he told us, "Yeah, it's gone after the first time. It just disappeared." So he was really thrilled about that too. But I have noticed little scars, like I'll be washing glasses in the past, drinking glasses, and when it pop and leave real deep scars on my hands. And those are fading. They're not all the way gone yet, but they're like fading. They're not raised up anymore. So, and my skin is so soft. It just does something for your skin, collagen wise or something. And ladies are telling us that their wrinkles disappearing and cellulite disappearing and so it's really been amazing all the results people are having with this. John, would you like to tell some of the results people are seeing? Would you like to go into that?
Sure. I've got one here for Crohn's disease.
Okay.
That's a very uncomfortable kind of thing if you've
Oh,
ever
yeah.
had it.
My brother had that.
And Joni says that this is my own iTeraCare testimonial. It's not a fun one to write about. However, it's extremely important information for those that have Crohn's or IBS. It took a couple of months, but I no longer have that issue. For years, I worked with a naturopath who did everything they could to help me with this to no avail. It's absolutely horrible when you can't go anywhere, not knowing when you might have a flare-up. I can't begin to express how grateful I am for iTeraCare Frequency Healing. It is said that if you change the frequency of the disease, it can no longer exist. I do believe that's exactly what happened. That's tremendous.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Crohn's is a
That's
really
a
bad issue.
yes, it is. And all they'd want to do is cut out your stomach,
That's right. That's it.
Exactly.
Well, if we can get rid of your intestines and it'll go away.
And it doesn't. It doesn't. Everybody I know that has had that, it gets worse, So that's a good one.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
What are a couple more?
Well, let's see. Teresa writes, "Quality of life has improved immensely since I started with the wand. In 2009, after doing a scan to monitor kidney stones, they discovered cysts inside the liver. Since then, I've had another scan about a year ago. They did spread, but nothing alarming. I started using the wand at the end of June. After that, I had to do a follow-up scan to reevaluate the cysts. The report came back better than expected. All cysts are gone," she writes in all capital letters.
Pain. Perfect. Those can be painful.
Kathy, did you have an issue with that too?
I used to get cysts, ovarian cysts, but I haven't had any, so I think that problem is solved. What I did have is I had a couple of lumps on my breast, and that was getting a little worrisome. So I just started wanding them, and they're gone now. They're just completely gone. So that's very, very cool. I was very relieved, because I'm not going to go for a biopsy. Once they start cutting on you, it spreads, and then you're in big trouble. So I was so pleased that they're just gone. And that's that. I had a, are you talking about my head? Is that what you want me to tell you about? I had,
Yeah.
okay, when I was 16, which was a couple days ago, 43 years or something like that, I was running a little grocery store down in Denver, and it was like a mom and pop shop, farmer market type of store. And I was just 16, and there was an orphanage across the street. Well, these three big teenagers came in one night, boys, and they were wanting to bust loose out of the orphanage and run away. And so one had a pool stick, but I didn't think anything of it because there was a pool hall right there, and that's what people used to do. We used to go shoot some stick. And so they couldn't find the certain kind of chips they wanted or something. So I had to go back down the aisle to show them where they were. Well, as soon as I turned around to come back up to the front, something told me to put my arm up and I put my arm up, but not in time to, they hit me in the head with a pool cue, gonna knock me out and rob the store, but they didn't get the full brunt of the hit in, but they, and anyway, so this kid's platform shoe fell off and ended up beating him with it and wiping out three aisles while his two buddies went up to the front trying to rob the joint. And they couldn't because it was an old-fashioned register, cash register, that you had to turn the crank on the side. So they couldn't figure out how to get the money out, you know. And in the meantime, I got this kid by the seat of his britches, and I'm throwing him out the door. But it left about a silver dollar size lump on my head, by my forehead. And through the years, you just learn to live with it. And I use the wand as a hair dryer because regular hair dryers emit so much radiation, you know, and this wand doesn't emit any radiation. So it's, I like to use it as a hair dryer. And I thought to myself a while back, this little lump is getting smaller. I thought, no, that can't be. So I just kept doing it. And sure enough, it's getting smaller and smaller. And then it started softening up. And it was like spongy and liquidy. And then about a week ago, it opened up like a water blister and just drained. It had been hard, like skull, like bone, for years and years, you know. And it just liquefied and drained. It's not all gone, but it's like almost gone. It's like, oh my gosh. And I've had that for like 43 years, you know. Didn't even give another thought to it. So that was really cool. That's exciting. And John, do you have a story about a brain?
Actually, I got a couple of things here that might be really interesting. I've got a short one here about a brain. Emma writes, I only got my wand 2 days prior to finding out I had brain metastasis. I had been wanding every day for 30 minutes twice. My surgery was last Monday, and they told me I could be in ICU for 2 days and then a ward for 2 to 3 days. Well, I had people help me do the basic protocol away from the neck in ICU and ended up leaving ICU in 16 hours. I then spent one night in the ward and was home in less than 48 hours after brain surgery. I love my wand.
That is so awesome. That is.
And I got a better one here. I just found one that this came in a while back, and I had forgotten about it. And Carolyn writes, I didn't expect miracles. I was just hoping to prevent needing a reverse shoulder replacement, but I feel like I'm getting them every day with my magic wand. I got the classic and have been using it since July 29th. I no longer hurt all the time. My fibromyalgia hasn't flared up. I can use my arm without my shoulder killing me. My right knee and leg are still bothering me, but I can now walk without limping, and I can use the stairs easier. My digestion and elimination is working on its own. I haven't had ocular migraines since starting, and I haven't needed to go to the chiropractor. These are just a few of the major results I've gotten from using this device. I am so grateful for it. And then she had a little thing that she added on down here as an update to what was going on with her. She says, I can fully use my left arm now. I do get a twinge now and then, reminding me of my shoulder is still healing. I'm still being cautious with my right knee, but I can now do several stairs without using a handrail to drag myself up and down.
Oh, that's great.
I have had 2 ocular migraines this month, and I'm grateful that it has been reduced to only 2, and the accompanying migraine pain has been significantly reduced. I still feel off for a couple of days surrounding them, but not like before.
You know, if I feel a headache coming on, I'll get it out and wander for just a few seconds, 15, 30 seconds. And it busts that headache right out, you know. Also, I can relate to the leg thing with the stairs because I've been in a wheelchair for the last year, kidney issues and stuff, and it just made me so weak. My legs are a lot stronger now since using the wand. I'm able to just leave the wheelchair in the parking lot and walk into my kidney doctor and walk around a lot more. And it's given me more freedom, you know, really. And so I can relate to that. I used to have to hang on to the rails and hope they were solid in that wall because I was putting my weight on them. So mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Wow.
I've got another one here that you might want to hear about because it involves a cancer. I know a lot of people want to know if the wand might help the body deal with cancer better. And this one was somebody that had bowel cancer. And Siobhan writes, I'm using it on my mom who has stage 4 bowel cancer. I do it on her hands and feet only. She can only drink a few sips before and after as she's struggling in the hospital. So that means she's drinking the charged water. Nurses phoned us the other night because we thought we were losing her that night, but she, since then she's been sat up, eating loads, drinking a bit more. I just want to do my best for her. So it's 5 days later, she's got an update. So I've been doing it for 5 days now. My mom is so positive as us all. We got told she would only live a maximum of 2 weeks. She was extremely ill. She couldn't talk. She was out of it. It's now been 3 weeks and a day. Since using the wand these last 3 days, she has said she feels like she's getting stronger and stronger. She's managed to walk with no support, emphasized, to the toilet and back today 7 times. Yesterday, she had the smallest poo. She has not had a poo for over 3 to 4 months now because of the blockage. Now, even if the smallest, it has managed to come out of her, which only means the blockage hopefully is breaking down. She's eating loads, and she now wants to go outside. So tomorrow, I'm going to take her outside. Plus, her belly was so big, it's dramatically gone down. The nurses came in and said to her, are you feel okay? And she said, I've had 3 amazing days and feeling stronger every day. The nurse then replied, well, you will have good days and bad days. We both just looked at each other because we know what I have been doing must be working. See, they didn't tell the doctor or the hospital what's going on. The palliative nurses are getting in her hospice, and I have said to her, I'm going to make sure you're going to go be the first person to walk out of that hospice. I cannot believe how well she looks. Plus, she was having so much pain relief and was asking for it hourly. Today, she's had gone 4 hours with no pain at all.
That's so awesome.
I wake all day now, talking constantly like nothing's wrong. I will never give up on my mom, and I will continue to do it. What I'm doing to her, hopefully, to get her home where she belongs. We'll keep you posted.
That is outstanding.
This is why we say that it's seemingly miraculous, but it's only the body doing what it can do. The wand is.
How many doctors I had tell me that I needed hospice back in January of last year, and it's like no, and they would tell me, oh, you have 18 months to live or whatever. It's like, no, when God tells me I'm coming home, you know, and only when he says so. And so I prayed about answers and stuff, and I got just turned on to so many wonderful people. And then this wand came into my life, and I haven't thought about hospice at all ever since. It's like, you know, they were ready to throw in the towel on me. I had emergency room doctors tell me that, oh, you better call hospice. I don't think so. Not yet. I have grandchildren to watch, So that's a cool story. I liked your story there.
That's often the case, though. And more often than not, hospice seems to just be a one-way ticket off the planet, usually.
Exactly. Yeah. They want you gone and getting your last bit of insurance. I used to do hospice. I used to take care of a lot of people in hospice. I was in I worked nursing home and then the VA for about 12 years. And once they tell you you need hospice, it's like, oh, geez, better get it right with God, you know, because that's about all she wrote. So,
yeah.
We have another one here. Don writes, wow, I used the wand on my brother-in-law for 25 minutes on his back. He's been in severe pain for years and confined to a wheelchair. He was able to stand up and even bend over to pick up his shoes. His pain had dropped from a 10 to about a 6 in 25 minutes. Of course, one treatment didn't eliminate his pain, but he was able to move about without the wheelchair. I'm overly impressed.
That's so cool. He's one of our old friends from way back. And if he's telling you something's working, it's working. But then the guy got up out of his wheelchair, and Don had gone out and he was doing some yard work. And the guy was standing at the door talking to him the whole time that he was doing the yard work. Hadn't been out of his wheelchair in years. I think that is just amazing, you know?
I've got one here from Trish. Trish says, I got my wand about 3 months ago and concentrated on my wrists and thumbs because of the pain and on getting rid of sun damage. I had pain in both knees, both wrists and thumb, both elbows, lower back and shoulder pain also, even though I just treated hands and skin. I have now no pain in those other areas and have used the use of my hands again, exclamation point. I used to get shooting pains in my hands, and that is gone, triple exclamation point. I drink charged water, but that is the only other thing I do. This is the most amazing device ever. A lot of exclamation points.
I agree with her. She's
thanks, John.
In California. And I forgot that I had like trigger finger arthritis in my hands and knuckles really bad, that I would have to take the other hand and open up my fingers, you know, because they'd lock. And I got that no more. It's gone, you know. And Trish was going through the same thing. So what we've seen, you know, and I have a lot of sun damage because when I was young, that was my job, was to go out and worship the sun all day, you know. And so I've had things that I thought were freckles. They're falling off, you know, which is pretty amazing. I just thought they were freckles, but then they would raise up a little bit. And when I started wanding, they were raising up, and I thought, oh, this can't be good. But they were dying, you know. And now my freckles be gone. So, I mean, there's so many things that have happened with this thing. It's just amazing. What else you got, John?
I think one point I want to bring up really quickly is, you know, you can not only blow the wand at the body and treat the body directly, but you can also charge water with it. And then when
yes.
you drink the water, the body uses the energy in where it's needed.
Why don't we talk about that for a little bit? Because it's very super important to stay hydrated while you're doing this. And you can take in, you know, mineral water or whatever, good water, and charge it in a glass jar or a glass cup or ceramic. Don't do it in plastic because you'll get all those chemicals that will leach into your water. You want to keep it, you know, good water. And all you have to do is charge it for a minute or two and drink it down. I did our water and it tasted like spring water after I was done charging it. And you can't get enough of that. It's like your cells. There's over 79 trillion cells in your body, and each one of them are getting fed this good water, you know, so it's flushing out the sludge and the toxins and the old dead cells. It's amazing. And then you wand yourself. You can mist your face. Just put it in a little spray bottle, mist your face, and then wand your face and your eyes. We have a lot of people that are saying that their eyes are improving. Which is a miracle in itself, you know. As you get older, some of us lose our vision. John, you just told me this morning that you have no more fog on your eyes.
Yeah, I was getting to the point where it was kind of hazy to see things all the time, and I was having a little crust and stuff when I'd wake up in the morning, but I didn't have pink eye or anything like that. And so since I've been wanding my eyes on a regular basis, that fog is whatever it was is gone. Now I can actually see my glasses are really dirty.
What does Roger talk about? Is it glaucoma or macular degeneration?
He's got macular degeneration. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us what he's saying about his.
He's just saying it's helping him. But the other big thing that he got was when he fell through the roof there and shattered his left ankle.
Yeah, that was bad.
And, so he's, you know, he was in the hospital. He had three surgeries and it's finally healed, but there was still a lot of discomfort in walking. And he started using the wand and now that discomfort's gone. He doesn't have any worries about walking or anything.
Yeah, he said you have a real fight on your hands if you come try to get his wand away from him.
That's from his mom.
Him too, yeah. But what this does too is, you know, viruses. And parasites, they don't like light. So it kills viruses, helps you kill your viruses. And any parasites you might have, they're going bye-bye. because they don't like to live in light. They like it in the dark sludge, sugar and stuff. So, but the water, yeah, you can charge any water, any liquids. You can charge your teas, coffee. And what it does is changes the molecular structure so that they're lined up. How does that work?
Well, they don't clump. The blood cells don't clump. The molecular stuff, when it goes in a linear fashion rather than a clumping fashion with the water molecules. And what they're saying is when they've done the blood analysis, that the blood, they see that the blood, the red cells are clumping, and so they have a hard time getting into the capillaries. Well, once they start drinking the water, then that clumping issue in the blood seems to disappear. And now those single cell capillaries, these single cells can actually get through to where the oxygen and the nutrients are needed. And I've got one here from a girl named Julie, diabetic neuropathy. This is pretty good. She says, it's time for my first testimonial. I'm a type 1 diabetic. The neuropathy in my feet has been steadily getting worse. It would start as soon as I got home from work, if not before. By bedtime, would be nearly unbearable. This made it difficult to sleep on top of insomnia I've had for years. And when I did fall asleep, the pains would wake me up several times during the night. I also have neuropathy starting in my hands, mostly numbness, making it difficult to get work done. Now add whiplash from 10 years ago that also sends pain down my right arm and burning pain in my right hand. My one came 2 weeks ago, the day I talked to my doctor about neuropathy medication, but was discouraged because of the side effects. And I consider it a miracle. I have relief in my feet, my hands, my arms, and as an added bonus, my insomnia is gone. I know that I need to keep wanting and drinking the charged water, but I am so happy that my sister told me that I needed this. These testimonies don't stop.
Yeah, and I can remember. I felt the same way.
When we were researching this, we couldn't find any negative statements.
No. Yeah, I got so excited to find this thing. I thought, because there's like thousands of testimonies out there, and they're all real people. They're not paid testimonies, you know. They're authentic, and we've had so many of them. It's just really amazing. But yeah, I thought to myself, if this does a fraction of what these people are claiming it does, or you know, claiming the results that they're getting from it. I need to give it a try because I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on supplements and this and that and you know, I have like a Beamer machine, which is like $4,000 or $5,000, and a Healy and a massage chair. And, you know, I had thousands of dollars into all these things. And, number one, they're hard to program because I kind of went blind in my left eye from diabetes. And then my right eye had emergency surgery, the retina shattered. So they had to put that back together. And I have oil in that eye, so everything's really dark. And plus I have a cataract on top of it. So I'm seeing really hazy if I, you know, just through a little peephole of light. And so if a blind person can do this, you know, it's got to be easy. It's like turning on a hairdryer. If you can turn on a hairdryer, you know how to run this. You don't have to program it. You don't have to do anything. Just flip the switch and point it to wherever your discomforts are. And it's affordable. So it's only, what, about 360 some? How much is the classic one, John?
$350, probably $364 out the door.
Yeah, but it's going up December 1st. Inflation's gotten everything. So, you know, get it while you can this week if you can, or else it's going to be another probably $30, which is still worth it. It's still worth it. You know, we have people over in Europe paying about $500 for it. And these are selling like hotcakes because people are getting results. They just opened the U.S. in last January, and they're selling about 13,000 of these a day, which is
right now. It's accelerating.
Yeah, I mean, we're just mushrooming and growing like crazy. So I think every single household in the world needs one of these things.
If you got a microwave, if you got a refrigerator, if you got a kitchen appliance, you need one of these too.
Yeah, you do.
There's another fellow, Rick in Georgia. He writes about his back and other issues. He said he had lower back surgery in the summer of 2017 because his legs were collapsing from stenosis. Helped some, but not in the long term. Surgeon insisted on neck surgery for the same condition, but I had no symptoms. I followed his advice anyway. After that one, I lost 90% of my balance and developed semi-paralysis, lower half of right hand. Could do nothing but sit. Received one on August 1st and worked lower back and neck. After just 3 days, I went from barely able to walk 30 feet looking at the floor to standing straight up with 80% less pain. Must have been hitting kidneys also while wanting back because noticed only one or two bathroom trips per night instead of four or five. I've regained most of my balance and hand is improving. When my COPD is bad, I use a Terawan on upper chest with relief in minutes. Now doing full body concentrating on problem areas. Already worth every penny I paid. Expect to continue to improve. Thank you, John and Jim, for your help in making this the best experience in 5 years.
Wow.
We'll update when significant.
That is really, really something. And I've got similar things going on. I've been wearing cheaters for 15, going on 20 years. I've noticed that I not only had a problem with close focus, but I also have this shadow thing going on around things. What is that? Like a retinal separation or something like that. It's just kind of not lined up right. Well, I was getting to the point where even the cheaters couldn't correct that, and things were fuzzy, and they were getting worse. Well, I am wearing the same cheaters that I've had for 5 or 6 years, and I was getting to the point where I was going to have to get a different pair, a stronger pair of readers. And now I'm finding that everything is like super sharp, and when I'm watching TV at night, whatever, I used to have to use the cheaters to read the screen. And I don't have to do that anymore.
All right.
And it's another one of those things that I was never intending for that to be the case. You know, that's not something I was looking for. It's just something that happened. And it's really amazing. Just the effect that it's had on my life.
It's things that bother you. You might not even notice them right away because your stem cells go in and they who knows how, where they go first, you know, what part of the body that they're going to correct. And then one day you'll be trucking along and say, oh yeah, you'll remember something that bothered you and it's gone, you know.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that doesn't bother me.
We got another good testimony from Scott too. He says, I've had neuropathy in both feet for a few years now, making it difficult to walk long distances. I am mostly in decent shape and actively ride my bicycle, playing on the beach 2 or 3 times per week. I just pay no attention to the pain as much as possible. 2 years, I got some relief from a very good healer, chiropractor, making life better, but still limited. About 6 treatments with this device, I am pain-free and tingle-free. I have some numbness, but I'm about to 90% healed. I can walk pain-free now, so for about 2 miles nonstop. The numbness is almost gone. The nerves are healing. I can feel subtle changes that I cannot explain. I think it is a change in internal organs, healing from whatever issues they have after much abuse or neglect for the majority of my life. I do an hour body treatment every other day. Thank you.
Well, that is another thing. You know, as you age, conditions so gradually step in that you don't even notice them. You know, if you were to look at your day now as opposed to your day 10 years ago, Did you really notice a difference over the course of that 10 years as things just gradually degraded and degraded and degraded? But now, once those conditions are reversing and you actually notice it, you go, hey, wait a minute, my scar is missing. I've
Yes.
had that for almost 50 years. Or this lump on my head, this hard spot on my head, it's disappearing, it's softening. And things that had become a part of your life be just because you were used to them are going away. And that, I think, it has to be the most incredible outcome of this whole thing. I actually love my wand, and just like Roger says, his mother is 90-plus-year-old mother. She's doing so well with it. If she's legally blind, if anybody tried to come into her house and take her wand, she would fight them for it. And now there is going to be a price increase in this program. Unfortunately, this program probably won't air until the price increase happens, but it's not going up that much. But there is a way to get the wand and get it very easily. Find out more information about it. You can go to iTerraPlanet.com, iTerraPlanet.com. That's ITERA, and basically you'll put in your name, your email address, your phone number, and request more information. It'll send you an email asking you to confirm your email address, and then once you do that, it'll take you right back into the site. It'll show you a lot more information. It'll give you an opportunity to take a deeper look at it, to get more information. And you can actually order the thing right online, or I'd be happy to call you and answer any questions that you have about the iTero wand and how easy it is to get and how easy it is to use and how beneficial it has been for me. And that is iTera, ITERA, planet.com. And that'll get you right in there. Is there anything else that you guys would like to share about the wand? Just
Well,
how it has impacted your lives?
a lot of people, like myself, were skeptical about filling out information. Just rest assured that your information goes nowhere else, just to Paul. So no third parties, no none of that. So go ahead and fill it out, and let's see if we can't help you out too. I want some of your testimonies. Okay, that's my two bits. That's what I wanted to say about that, because I know people are skeptical. I
I think
am.
we should go over a little bit about the benefits of heating the body, because this is one of the best things that this wand does. Remember, it's kind of like a portable sauna. So
Yes.
by heating the body, and that's the first thing that happens when you get some kind of an infection or an illness, you get a fever. The body
Right.
knows how to take care of itself. So by heating the body, you boost the immune system, you increase the metabolic activity in your cells, it increases cellular oxygen, blood flow increases. Metabolize waste products in the body faster, softens connective tissues, relaxes muscle fibers, reduces joint stiffness, and is a powerful painkiller. Now, one of the things we haven't talked much about is charging the water and drinking the water. And there are benefits to that. So once you charge the water, just by pointing the wand at a glass container, you can only use glass or ceramic, and let the 1 terahertz waves get into the water for a minute, 2 minutes, something like that, and then drinking that throughout the day. It increases alertness level. It fuels the brain and reduces sickness, strengthens the immune system, and it helps reduce the toxins in the body, hydrates the body ultra fast, reinforces healthy weight loss, improves complexion and skin radiance, and it neutralizes free radicals and increases cellular oxygenation. All of those things, most people are have a deficit in. From my reading, most people are underhydrated,
Yes.
and so this is a quick way to take care of that at the same time by getting dual duty from the wand.
I forgot to mention that the first 4 days I was on this, I lost 8 pounds of water. 8 pounds, but I have
Wow.
failure. And then other people started telling me, oh, we lost weight, we lost weight. And that's just another bonus that you forget about because there's so many things going on. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that happened to me too. You know, so thanks for reminding me, John.
Another thing that I've had going on is I used to wake up 3 or 4 or 5 times during the night. I wasn't getting restorative sleep. And I think last night I got up once. And I have a background in technology and also history as a truck driver. And if there are two professions where a coffee cup is usually in someone's hand, that's it. It's an information technology and driving a truck. And I still drink coffee all day long, but I'm not getting up multiple times during the night. And I'm sleeping better. I'm dreaming more. My dreams are more vivid. I'm remembering them better than ever before. And I just really cannot encapsulate in one 55-minute program the change that this device has made in my life. And I wanted to talk about the terahertz waves a little bit because the sun actually does bathe the earth in terahertz waves, and it does it just as the sun is rising for like 20 minutes in the morning. And anybody that's watched a sunrise, sat out on a porch or a deck with a cup of coffee as the sun was coming up, knows the value of the sun's rays at that time of the morning. Well, what I like to think that the Itiracare wand, the classic wand, does is it enables you to harness those terahertz waves at any time during the day, as many times during the day as you wish.
Yes.
And that's really something.
We should mention that this is also a potential income possibility for people where they can do it directly
Absolutely.
from their home. They don't have to have any special knowledge. We'll put you in our groups, our Telegram groups, and other ones that have information on how to do all this stuff. It's pretty simple. You know, you just turn the machine on and point it and blow it on yourself. You know, that's it. And the thing is that anytime that somebody buys a wand, we can actually put you in as a distributor. And maybe you don't want to be a distributor. You don't have to be. I'm just saying that this company allows you to refer people and actually get paid for it. And you can get paid very well.
There are different wands that are available. There's the classic, the Itiracare classic, but then there's another model that's a step up from that, and then there's a professional or commercial model. And what I have found is that I can use the Itiracare classic, which is the one for home use, and I can treat friends with it, and I can actually help the people that are around me in a way that I was unable to do before.
Well,
So
that's
it
the thing for a
is.
family. It covers everybody. You know, it's one tool for everybody.
Well, everybody in the house uses the same microwave.
Yeah,
Everybody in the
sure.
house uses the same toaster.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. So, John and Kathy, I want to thank you so much for being with me on this episode of Logical Thinking. And I see that we're out of time. So I do want to thank you. And I really, really can't wait. I enjoy getting up in the morning because I know that there's going to be somebody else that I'm going to come across that I can help. And
Yes, it's so rewarding, really rewarding.
really, that's what it's all about, is helping humanity, helping your fellow man, your brothers, your sisters, friends, neighbors, and kin. So
Amen.
thank you so much for joining me on this program. John, thank you so much for the testimonials you brought. Kathy, thank you so much for sharing your personal stories. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for
And
having us. And there's so much more. There Like Roger says, they're not a one-trick pony. We'll have to tell you about some of the other amazing products that they have sometime too. But the wand is really where it's at for most people because of all their discomforts. You know, get yourself out of pain and discomfort first, and then we'll go into some other incredible stuff.
okay. By all means, visit iTerra Planet, Itera planet.com, and get started. Get your wand right away. You won't regret it. Thank you. I'm Paul. This is Logical Thinking, and we'll catch you right back here next time. Thanks.